So today I want to talk about Pentecost.
امروز می‌خوام در مورد پنتیکاست.
More about the Pentecostal movement.
اما در مورد حرکت‌های
پنتیکاستی. Yeah, because last year I already preached a whole sermon on Pentecost specifically.
پارسال دقیقاً در مورد عید پنتیکاست.
And of course, today Pentecost is celebrated in Greece.
امروز روز پنتیکاست در یونان هست. جشن پنتیکاست در یونان.
And I explained last year that how it relates to the Feast of Weeks.
بهتون گفتم که در عهد
عتیق چه
ایامی بوده در اعمال رسولان چجوری تکمیل شد هدف پنتیکاست برای چی
بوده
اگر خواستین موزش هست بگیم براتون
بفرستم
اما میخوام در مورد گروهی صحبت کنم که از این روز عید اسمشون انتخاب کردن
پنتیکاستال موومنت
بهش میگن جمهوری پنتیکاستی
I want to address that because there's a lot of false doctrines there
به خاطر اینکه میخوام در مورد صحبت کنم چون درسای خیلی غلطی در میان اونها هست.
I was ambitious. I had 8 written down.
اول 8 تا نوشته بودم.
We're only going to look at 2 probably.
Maybe 3,
but I guess we're only going to make 2. Now, after this sermon, you know why we won't call ourselves Pentecostals.
بعد از این موعظه میفهمین که چرا ما اسم پنتیکاست
Yeah, we believe in Pentecost.
It's
been described in Acts 2.
اعتقادی که در کتاب اعمال رسولان
نوشته شده. We definitely believe for the Pentecostal church is teaching.
اما کلیسا و درس اصلی کلیسای پنتیکاستی رو قبول
داره. And as always, we stand on the word of God, so we look to the word of God to see what is right or wrong.
ما ایمان داریم و همیشه کلام رو خودمون میخونیم و طبق کلام تصمیم میگیریم.
That is our final authority.
درسته و کدوم اعتقاد غلطه؟
Yeah, for everything we believe and we do.
اعتقادمون رو خود کلام میزنه. هر چی گفته اون ایمان میاره.
What I will do, I will compare what they believe.
من کاری که میکنم اعتقاد اونها رو
with the Bible.
با کلام مقایسه میکنم.
Yes, we'll see there is a lot of false doctrine.
و میبینیم که چه جاهایش اشتباهه.
And if you have friends in those movements,
اگر دوستایی رو داریم که در اون حرکت‌ها و در اون قیام‌ها هست,
you want to pay extra attention today and make notes.
توجه بیشتری بهشون بکنین و در حقیقت
Because as you will see, I don't know by the end of the sermon.
همونجوری که میبینین تا آخر برنامه,
they're actually not Christians. They're not part of Christianity.
جزء مسیحیت نیستن و خیلی ایراداتشون هست.
Before you get angry at me, just hear me out because I will explain it and I will show you from the Bible.
من توضیح میدم طبق کلام چیه و کجای
کلام. I understand that not every Pentecostal church believes the exact same things.
نمیگم که هر کسی که نام پنتیکاست داره اعتقادش
But what I will address will be in general true for most of those churches.
اما حقیقت عمده کلیسای پنتیکاستی رو
So let's dive into it.
بیایم بازش کنیم.
Starting with the biggest issue
مشکلی که دارن.
They have. Now Pentecostals believe you can lose your salvation.
پنتیکاستال‌ها ایمان دارن شما میتونین ایمانتون را از دست بدین.
So they do not believe that once you're saved, you're always saved.
ایمان ندارن که یک بار نجات پیدا کردی برای همیشه نجات
دارن. Now you might think, what is the big problem with that?
خب مشکل چیه؟
Now it's actually more serious than you think.
مشکل جدی‌تر از اونی که شما
Because it actually reveals that you do not understand the gospel.
چون آشکار میکنه که انجیل واقعی عیسی مسیح رو درک نکردی.
And as you will see, it also reveals that you're not saved.
نشون میده که شما ایمان نجات
پیدا نکردی. Again, don't be offended about that.
بهتون بر نخوره.
Just hear me out. Yeah, if I say that a Hindu is not saved.
وقتی به شما بگم یه هندویی ایمان نداره.
Yeah, you have no problem with me because obviously they're not Christians.
هندویی ایمان داره مسیحی.
But then how do I determine that?
اما چجوری میفهمم که هندویی ایمان دار نیست یا ایمان دار؟
I hold that they believe
اعتقاد هندو رو
against what the Bible says on salvation.
در مورد نجات و میفهمم که درست نیست.
Yeah, we do the same for a Jehovah's Witness.
همون کارو با شاهدان یهوه کردیم.
A Mormon.
همون کارو با مورمون‌ها کردیم.
A Muslim.
همون کارو با مسلمون
می‌کنیم. A Catholic.
با کاتولیک می‌کنیم. طبق کلام مقایسه می‌کنیم.
What they believe against the Bible.
هر چی اعتقاد داره.
And from that,
کلام فیلترش می‌کنه.
We can conclude that they're not saved.
طبق آخرش می‌تونیم بفهمیم آیا نجات دارن یا نجات ندارن.
We should do that with any group, regardless if they call themselves Christians or not.
هر اسمی که روی هر کسی هست باید هم کار
بکنه. Of course, Pentecostals will call themselves Christians.
پنتیکاستال هم خودشونو مسیحی میگن.
But the fact that they just claim the name of Christ doesn't mean they are Christians.
هر کسی نام مسیح رو خودش بذاره دلیل نمیشه
که مسیحی
باشه.
Yeah, we need to look what they actually believe on salvation and compare it to the Bible.
ببینیم به چه ایمان دارن. Go to
Matthew 7.
مقایسه کنیم. بریم متا.
Go to Matthew 7, 13 and 14.
13 و 14.
Enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it.
As در تنگ داخل شوید, زیرا فراخ است, آن در و وسیع است, آن طریقی که منتهی به هلاکت است, آنانی که بدان داخل می شوند بسیارند. زیرا تنگ است, آن در دشوار است,
Yeah, there is a broad way that leads to
destruction.
Yeah, there are a lot of things on that broad way. Different ideas, all kinds of ways they think they can go to God. But there is a broad way that leads to destruction. There is a narrow way that leads to life. And of course, that's what the Bible teaches on salvation. How we can get saved, that is the narrow way. And unfortunately, most people end up in hell
because
they will follow the broad way. Now, skip to verse 21 of the same chapter. And then we have an example of people standing before God. And as we'll see, they're not saved. Yet they call Jesus Lord. Verse 21. Not everyone that sent unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, do these people know Jesus? The answer is yes, they call him Lord. Yeah, they claim the name of Christ. But then it says, not everybody who says Lord to Jesus shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, who goes and who goes not? It says, he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven will go to heaven.
Now,
many people translate this to, oh, I have to obey the commandments
in order to go to heaven.
Or I better work very hard to make it into heaven. Now, of course, the first problem is that we are incapable of keeping all the commandments. And the Bible says, if you fail at one, we are guilty of all. Oh, but you just need to be good enough. Okay, what percentage do I need to be good enough? But which ones do I need to keep? Which ones should I definitely not break because I will be gone. Yeah, see, there's an issue with that way of thinking. And of course, it goes against what the gospel is. Now, what is the will of the Father? Now go to 1 Timothy 2, 3, 4. And keep your finger in Matthew 7. What is the will of the Father? Yeah, for the unsaved. 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. Yeah, so what does God want? What is His will for the unsaved? That they will get saved. That they will come to the knowledge of the truth.
Yeah?
So doing the will of the Father is actually getting saved. That's what He wants for the unsaved. Yeah, the unsaved need to obey the gospel in order to get saved. Yeah, what it means we will see in a moment. Of course, most of you already know. But let's look at the mindset of these people that say, Lord, Lord, but then they will end up not going to heaven. Read verses 21 and 22 of Matthew 7. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?
Verse 22.
Yeah, so what do these people believe?
Yeah,
we say, Lord, Lord, to Jesus.
Now,
they're saying, Lord, why are you not letting us into heaven? Look at our works. Have you not prophesied in your name? Yeah, they spoke in the name of Jesus. They preached in the name of Jesus. Have you not cast out devils in your name? Have you not done many wonderful works in your name? What are they trusting in? They're trusting in their accomplishments. They're trusting in their works. Now, why do they think they have the right to go to heaven? Now, what is the response before God? Look at our works. Look at the things that we have done. Look at the many wonderful things we've done for you, Jesus. Surely we deserve to go to heaven. So they believe it's salvation by works. Now, listen to the chilling response that Jesus gives them. Verse 23. And then the light profession to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
آنگاه به ایشان صریحاً خواهم گفت که هرگز شما را نشناختم ای بدکاران از من دور شد.
Did Jesus know these people?
میشناختتشون.
No, they didn't belong to him.
نه, اصلا مال اونا نبوده.
Was there any moment in time that these people were saved?
آیا لحظه‌ای در تاریخ بوده که اینا نجات
No, it says I never knew you.
هیچ وقت شما را.
You can claim the name of Christ. All you want, but doesn't mean that you're saved. Why are they not saved? Because they believe in a false gospel. They are part of false Christianity. They believe in another gospel. Go to Galatians. Galatians 1, I read verses 6 till
9.
Galatians 1, verses 6 till 9. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would prefer the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As you said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that you have received, let him be accursed.
ترجمه میکنم بدین زودی از آن کس که شما را به فیض مسیح خوانده است برمیگردید به سوی انجیل دیگر که انجیل دیگر نیست اما بعضی هستند که شما را مضطرب میسازند و میخواهند انجیل مسیح را تبدیل نمایند بلکه هرگاه ما هم یا فرشته از آسمان انجیل غیر از آن که ما به آن بشارت دادی به شما رساند اناتیما بود چنانکه پیشتر گفتیم الان هم باز میگوییم اگر کسی انجیل غیر از آن که پذیرفتی
Yes, so Paul makes clear there's only one gospel. Yeah, and he's warning for something that he calls another gospel, which is not another. Why is it not another? Because it is not good news. It cannot save. There's only one gospel that can save. And Paul says, let everybody be accursed if they preach another gospel. Yeah, that's very strong language.
Yeah?
May bad things happen to you if you preach another gospel. Now, what is Paul specifically addressing in the book of Galatians? And it's the gospel of works. And specifically, he's dealing with the Judaizers. They're adding things to salvation. You want to be saved? It's not just by believing. No, you need to add something to it. You need to be circumcised as well.
Yeah,
now listen to Galatians 5:2. Galatians 5:2, which is a little further in the same book. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Yeah, so Paul says, if you trust in the fact that you are circumcised for going to heaven, Christ shall profit you nothing. Why nothing? Because you're believing in another gospel. You're trusting in works now, in something that you need to do. Now, what is the gospel? Yeah, of course, it's a death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But listen, how do you get saved? Acts 16, 13-21. 16:13-21. And brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house."
ایشان را بیرون آورد و گفت ای آقایان من چه باید بکنم تا نجات یابم گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آور که تو و اهل خانه‌ات نجات خواهید یافت.
No, it's not working. It's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what saves. Now go to Ephesians 2. 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافته اید به وسیله ایمان و این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست و نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فخر نکند.
How are you saved?
چجوری نجات پیدا کردید؟
By faith.
با ایمان.
Not of yourselves.
نه از خودتون.
There's nothing that you can do to earn yourself a place in heaven.
یک مکانی در بهشت.
It is a gift.
یک هدیه است.
And the giver pays for the gift.
و اون کسی که هدیه رو می‌خره،
not of works.
میده نه اون کسی که دریافت می‌کنه. پس عمل شما نیست.
Yeah, and nobody will ever stand before God and boast to God like, hey, this is why I'm here in heaven. Look what I have done to get myself here. No, it's all Christ. It's only Christ. Now, what do Pentecostals believe? Now, if you ask them, do you believe by faith? Oh, yeah, we're saved by faith. But they don't really mean that they're saved by faith. And of course, Pentecostals are the only one who would give an answer like that. But this will be a good illustration.
Now,
listen to this statement on Pentecostalism specifically.
Yeah?
The security of the believer is a doctrine held within Pentecostalism. Nevertheless, this security is conditional upon continuing faith and repentance. So they will say it's by faith. Then from the other side of their mouth, they'll say, no, it's conditional. You need to continue in the faith. You need to continue repenting, but that they mean repenting from their sins, doing good works, living a good life as a Christian. And they're basically saying, if you're not doing a good enough job being a Christian, you won't make it into heaven. That's not a gift. And that's not the gospel. And doesn't that not sound like what we just read in Matthew 7? People will say, Lord, Lord, have we not done these wonderful works? Have we not preached in your name? Cast out devils in your name?
آیا شیطان رو در نام تو بیرون نکردم؟
The problem is they believe not the gospel. The gospel of works.
انجیل عمل نه انجیل ایمان.
They will be the group that will hear, I never knew you. Because works are not part of salvation in any form or shape.
عمل
it's by faith alone.
نیست. فقط ایمان تنها.
Actually works
عمل
and faith of grace, yeah?
عمل و فیض
are opposites. Go to Romans 11.
رومیان 11 رو
Romans 11 verse 6.
آیه 6 رو بخونیم. رومیان 11 آیه 6.
We're saved by grace through faith. Now listen to Romans 11:6. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work.
اگر از راه فیض است، دیگر از اعمال نیست و اگر نه فیض دیگر فیض نیست اما اگر از اعمال است دیگر از فیض نیست و الا عمل دیگر عمل نیست.
You see how these things are opposite? You can't have them at both at the same time. There's no middle room.
درست وسط جایی نداره.
Yeah. It's one or the other. Now, of course, should we be a good Christian? Should we obey the commandments of God? Should we serve God?
Yeah.
Should we walk in the good works that God has prepared for us to do? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we are saved unto good works.
But
we are not saved by good works. Works are not part of salvation.
عملمون ربطی به نجاتمون نداره.
Yeah, a Christian who doesn't do works doesn't mean they don't go to heaven.
عمل نمی‌کنه.
Yeah, because it's by faith.
معنی نیست که به بهش نمی‌ره.
In fact, a lot of the Christians are doing very little of the work they should be doing.
ایمان عمل نمی‌کنه. در حقیقت خیلی مسیحیای کمی هستن که حتی کاری که قرار انجام بدن و انجام
می‌دن. And I know these things are not new to you. You've heard this again. You heard this before. But you need to hear it again.
براتون تازگی نداره، اما یه یادآوری خوب برای
همه. Most people who live in this country believe in some kind of works-based religion.
اکثر کسایی که تو این کشور زندگی می‌کنن اعتقاد دارن به عملشون که ایمانی که از طریق
عمل. The Orthodox believe in works.
Orthodox به عمل ایمان داره.
The Muslims that are here believe in works. Yeah, the Mormons. Yeah, the Church of Latter-day Saints. Yeah, the cult. Wicked cult. Yeah, they believe in works. Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah, believe in works. And also false Christianity. Trust in works for salvation and false gospel. And they will stand before God. And they will say, Lord, Lord. And they'll end up being cast into hell. Hearing the words, I never knew you. You were never saved. Meaning also, you never lost your salvation.
Yeah?
You were not saved from the beginning. Now you might say, why I am so triggered about this? Because this is the most common false doctrine that leads people to hell. Salvation of works. And it breaks my heart when I look around and see the multitudes trusting in these false works-based religions, knowing they'll end up in hell because of it. And it makes my blood boil if I look at those who are teaching these things. We're drawing people away, deceiving the masses, away from Christ, away from the gospel that can save them.
Yeah.
I have friends, I have family
من دوست دارم و خانواده ای دارم
who are tricked into this false based religion
که رسیدن به اون اعتقاد غلط به اشتباه
just trying to live a good life and think they're okay
تلاش میکنن زندگی خوبی داشته باشن که بهش
that's not the gospel
انجیل نیست
now let me show you what the problem is
مشکل چیه
Let me show you what the Pentecostals actually are doing by saying, oh, you can lose your salvation. And it's making God a liar. Yeah, go to 1 John. 1 John 5. It's not just a bonus doctrine, like believing that you cannot lose your salvation. It's essential. It's a difference between heaven and hell. 1 John chapter 5. And read verse 10 for now. 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God had the witness in himself. He that believeth not God had made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Yeah. How many groups are defined here? Two. Yeah, you have one group that believes on the Son of God. And you have one group that does not believe God and makes him a liar. How do they make God a liar? What is the issue? He does not believe the record that God has given of his Son.
به شهادتی که خدا درباره پسر خود است ایمان نیاورد.
If I tell you something,
اگر من بهت یه چیزی بگم
and you tell me I don't believe what you're saying.
بعد آخرش بگی من ایمان ندارم.
You're making me a liar. You're basically saying you are a liar.
اگه من همچین چیزی زدم تو قبول نکنی یعنی من
I believe what you just told me is a lie.
به من میگی پس اون چیزی که من
به تو
گفتم دروغه.
If you do not believe what God has said.
پس اگر تو ایمان نداشتی.
In this case, the record about his son.
خدا گفت.
Yeah, you make him a liar.
Now listen
to what the record is. Yeah, that God has given about the son.
And why seen که ببینیم اون شهادت چیست در مورد خدا.
1 John 5 11 to 13.
11 تا 13.
Am I going too fast?
Yes.
I do. 11 to 13. And this is the record that God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in his son. He that had the son had life, and he that had not the son of God had not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God.
تا بدانید که حیات جاودانی دارید و به نام پسر خدا ایمان بیاورید.
Yeah. What is the record that God has given of his son?
شهادتی که خداوند در مورد پسرش گفته چیست؟
God has given us eternal life and that life is in the son.
آن این شهادت است که خدا حیات جاودانی به ما داده است و این حیات در
Not again that it is a gift. It is given.
داده هدیه است.
The giver pays for the gift.
اون که میده هزینه رو پرداخت.
Yeah, if you believe we are given eternal life.
اگر داده شده زندگی جاودانی برای
Not temporal life.
موقتی نیست.
Yeah, until we sin too much.
تا زمانی که زیاد گناه کردیم که دیگه به
نظرمون بیرون. Not temporal life unless we work hard enough.
نه موقتی تا اعمال خوب داشته باشیم.
No eternal life.
اما زندگی جاوید.
Yeah, you have those who believe the record that have life.
And
you have those who do not believe that record. And they do not have that life. Yeah. Now tell me. If you believe, you can lose your salvation in any way. Are you believing the record?
آیا ایمان دارین به اون شهادتی که نوشته شده؟
And answers, no, you do not believe the record.
ایمان نداری به اونی که نوشته.
Because you do not believe that God has given us eternal life after we believed.
اعتقاد نداری که خدا حیات جاودانی به ما داده و این حیات در پسر اوست.
And what you believe is that you need to do works.
چون ایمان داری که باید کار کنی.
Be a good Christian.
مسیحی خوبی باشی.
To make it.
تا به اونجا برسی.
That it is dependent on your efforts.
بستگی به عمل خودت داره.
That it is
خودت داره.
Conditional.
شرایط
yeah?
داره.
That you should continue in faith and repentance.
ایمان داشته باشی به
like what the Pentecostals say.
و مسیحی بمونی.
Yeah, to attain that life.
که اون زندگی تو نگه داری.
Now, if you do not believe the record,
اگر ایمان نداری به اون شهادت,
then you don't have the son.
پس پسر رو نداری.
And if you don't have the son,
اگر پسر رو نداری,
you don't have life.
زندگی نداری.
And because you are saying that, you're making God a liar.
و وقتی حرف غیر از حرف خدا میزنی, خدا رو دروغگو خواندی.
Yeah. And if that's you, by the way, if you believe that you need to live a good life to go to heaven, turn away from your sins to make it into heaven, you are in the group of Matthew 7 that says, Lord, Lord, look at all these wonderful things that I've done. And then here I never knew you.
Yeah?
You actually need to believe the gospel. Yeah? Pentecostals are not saved because they do not trust on Jesus for their salvation.
چون اعتماد نکردن به انجیلش میسایم.
They don't believe the record.
ایمان ندارن به اون رکورد.
They think it's conditional.
فکر میکنن شرایط.
They think that they need to live a good life to make it.
فکر میکنن باید زندگی خوبی داشته باشن تا به اونجا برسن.
And they say, oh, but I know this Pentecostal church. That believes right. That salvation is by faith.
Yeah,
and Jesus alone.
خداوند تنهاست.
That's a gift.
هدیه است.
That once you're saved, you can never lose it.
یه باری که نجات پیدا کردی.
If you find that church, praise God. But I've never seen it. And it's also not what Pentecostals believe in general. Yeah, they have added a condition. Yeah, make it conditional. To make it into heaven. Yeah, remember what it says. Yeah, the security of the believer is a doctrine held with Pentecostalism.
ات مینان ایمانداران با پنتیکاستی نگه داشته شده.
Nevertheless,
اما
the security is conditional
شرایط
upon continual faith and repentance.
که شرایط داره.
Yeah, true salvation is not conditional.
ایمان واقعی شرایطی.
It's not dependent on you continuing doing good things, living a good life, praying, reading your Bible. That's not the gospel. That is a false gospel. It's not you have eternal life till you mess it up. Go to John 10. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. John
10:28.
Yeah, those who are saved, those who believe on Jesus Christ, have eternal life. And that goes together, they will never perish. Go to John 3 and read verse 36. He that believed on the Son had everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Salvation is by believing. You either believe, you believe the record, you believe on the Son of God, or you don't. Now, this was the first point. So I don't think we're going to get much further than 2 points today. Yeah, so the first point was that Pentecostals believe that you can lose your salvation. And that shows you that they're not trusting the gospel, they're trusting in their own works. And that puts them in the category that they're not saved. They need to hear the gospel. They need to trust on Jesus alone. Not in their works. Now, for the next point I want to just focus on today, as we are celebrating Pentecost. And of course, that's where they get a name from. Now, 4 years ago, I preached 2 whole sermons on this specific point. So you can look it up and you can listen to those sermons if you want in depth. But I do want to address this. Go to Acts chapter 2. And that's the issue of speaking in tongues. The Bible actually doesn't say speaking in tongues, the Bible says speaking with tongues. By the way, first go to Acts 1. Let's read verse from Acts 1. Last week we talked about the ascension. First read 1:5. Yeah, last week we talked about the ascension of Jesus Christ. Yeah, we talked about the promise of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Yeah, they were promised that they will receive power from on high in not many days. Yeah, read Acts 1:5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
زیرا که یحیی با آب تعمید می‌دارد اما شما بعد از اندک ایامی به روح القدس تعمید خواهید یافت.
Yeah, I just wanted to read this because they often Pentecostals often use the term baptized being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
از کلمه روح القدس تعمید گرفتن را صحبت می‌کنم.
And in a moment you will actually see what that is.
و می‌بینیم روح القدس.
Go to Acts 2 now.
اعمال رسولان فصل 2.
Read verses 1 till 4. Acts 2, 1 till 4. And this is, by the way, the chapter on Pentecost. Chapter 2, where we read. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloth tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance.
چون روز پنتیکاست رسید به یک دل در یک جا بودند که ناگاه آوازشون صدای وزیدن آتش و باد شدید از آسمان آمد و تمام آن خانه‌ها را که در آن نشسته بودند پر ساخت و از زبانهای تقسیم شده مثل زبانهای آتش به ایشان ظاهر گشت و بر هر یکی از ایشان قرار گرفت و همه از روح القدس پر گشته به زبانهای مختلف به نوعی که روح به ایشان قدرت تلفظ بخشید به سخن گفتن شروع کردند.
Of course, this is a fulfillment of what we just read in Acts.
Yeah,
they were told, hey, you're going to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Now, did they already have the Spirit of God living in them, by the way? Of course, the answer is yes, they were already indwelled.
Yeah,
because in John 20, 21 and 22,
yeah,
directly after the resurrection, Jesus came to them and breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. You can read it. John 20, 21 and 22.
And when...
Is it the wrong one?
22 is right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 21 and 22. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
باز عیسی به ایشان گفت, سلام بر شما با چنان که پدر مرا فرستاد, من نیز شما را می فرستم. و چون این را گفت دمید و به ایشان گفت روح القدس را بیاوید.
Yeah, this is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit living in them. Yeah, the Bible talks about being sealed with the Holy Spirit. He is the earnest until the day of redemption. Yeah, but what happens here in Acts 2 is something different. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
And if you
look in verse 4 of Acts 2, you will see that it is the same as being filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Yeah, where the dwelling of the Holy Spirit is a permanent thing.
در روح القدس رو درون خودمون داشتن همیشگیه.
The filling is not a permanent thing.
اما پوری روح القدس همیشگیه.
Later in the book of Acts, we see the same group of people and are filled with the Spirit again.
و اعمال رسولان دوباره می‌بینیم که یه روز دیگه در روح دوباره پر میشن.
What is the effect of the filling of the Holy Spirit?
چه جوری در روح پر میشن؟
Now here in Acts we see that they start speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now in a moment you will see that what is this is actually not difficult to understand. And of course the book of if you have any example in the Bible, Acts 2 is the perfect example for this miracle. Now let me directly make clear what the baptism or the filling of the Holy Spirit is not.
تعمید روح القدس و پری روح القدس اول بهتون بگم چی نیست.
It's not speaking gibberish.
دقیقاً زبون عجیب و غریب نیست.
It's not falling on the ground.
نمی‌افتیم زمین.
It's not losing control over your body.
و تکمیل نمی‌کنیم و کنترل نمی‌کنیم بدنمون رو.
Things like that we do find in the Bible.
این چیزها رو در کتاب مقدس پیدا می‌کنیم.
They are tied to demon possession.
اما اونها با ارواح تسخیر شدن.
Let's go to verse 5 now. Acts 2 verse 5.
And
let's see what
it's talking about. صحبت کنیم.
See if we can figure this out. What speaking with tongues actually means.
با زبان ها صحبت کردن یعنی چی؟
And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven.
و در آن زمان یهودیانی از مردم دیندار همه ممالک زیر آسمان در اورشلیم آمد داشتند.
Yeah, so there are people
مردمی بودن اونجا
from all over the world.
از همه جای دنیا، از همه کشورهای دنیا.
Yeah, that were guarded in Jerusalem.
همشون تو اورشلیم زندگی می‌کردن.
Of course, it had to do with the prescribed feast that they had.
به خاطر اون عیدی که داشتن همه از کشورهای مختلف اومده بودن اونجا برای
عید. This had to do with the feast
هفته ها بود.
Read the next verse.
آیه بعدی رو بخونیم. 6 میگه.
When this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language.
پس چون این صدا بلند شد گروهی گرده هم آمده در حیرت افتادند، زیرا هر کس زبان خودش را ازشان می‌شنید.
Yeah, so there was this mighty rushing wind.
یه باد زیادی
اومد. They had these tongues of fire on the heads of the disciples.
آتش‌هایی که روی سرای ایمانداران بود که شروع کردن صحبت کردن از روح خداوند.
And it doesn't go unnoticed.
اما همه هم توجهشون جلب میشه.
So there's a whole multitude coming together.
یه جمعیت زیادی دورشون بودن و میگن.
And then it says, these people are confounded. Now, why are they confounded?
چرا این با تعجب چجوری این کارو میکنن؟
What is perplexing them?
چی برای اونها عجیب بوده؟
What confounds them is the fact that every man can hear them speak in their own language.
همه تعجب کردن چون به زبان مادریشون دارن میشنون که صدای مردم داره حرف میزنه.
They were speaking with tongues.
درسته با زبانها صحبت میکردن.
And the people were hearing them in their own language.
ولی مردم بقیه با زبان خودشون صدا
میزنن. Meaning their own native language.
زبان مادریشون.
Yeah, the language is spoken in their country.
در کشور خودشون با این زبان صحبت
میشه. So what does speaking with a tongue simply means?
با زبانها صحبت کردن یعنی چی؟
Speak a foreign language.
یه زبان
What was so special about this case?
اما چرا اینقدر مخصوص بوده که یه نفر با زبان غریب صحبت
کرده؟ They didn't learn those languages.
اونا در حقیقت زبان خارجی رو یاد نگرفته بودن. کلاس نرفته بودن یاد بگیرن.
The Holy Spirit enabled them to speak those different languages.
اونا رو قادر کرده بود که با اون زبان‌ها صحبت کنن.
So these people could understand them in their own language.
بقیه در زبان‌های خودشون حرف اونها رو بشنون.
Now, is that what the Pentecostals are teaching?
آیا پنتیکاست هم به این اعتقاد داره؟
And is that what they do?
آیا کاری که میکنن
همینه؟ No, they talk about we're speaking in these heavenly languages.
این میگن نه زبان‌های
آسمانی. That nobody understands but God.
هیچ کسی نمیفهمه به غیر از خداوند.
It's just gibberish.
فقط در حقیقت کلمه
زبان. And it's but it's talking to God. It's a prayer language.
دعا، زبان دعاست. اون دعایی است که با خداوند میکنی. فقط خدا میفهمه.
Does that even remotely resemble what we read in Acts 2?
آیا اعمال رسولان این اتفاق افتاد در فصل 2؟
Yeah, the event where they actually got a name from. And the answer, no. Read the next verse, verse 7, Acts 2, verse 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Yeah, so it was not like one person spoke, no. They all spoke in different languages. You had 120 that got in the room.
Yeah,
because sometimes people think, oh, Peter was the one speaking. Now Peter does make the speech, but at this point, they're all speaking.
Petros بوده که این حرف زده, ولی همه حرف میزنن.
In different languages.
به زبان‌های متفاوت.
Verse 8. And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born?
از چگونه است که هر یک از ما زبان خود را که در آن تولد یافته ایم میشنویم؟
Yeah, just in case we didn't get it yet. Here
again. اگر درک نکردین زبان مادری زبانی که تولد یافته.
It's clear what the tongue means here. It means a normal language.
زبانی که اونا صحبت میکردن.
In this case, their native language.
زبان مادریشون از هر جایی که اومده بودن.
And then in verse 9 to 11 we have this whole list of examples being given.
در 9 تا 11 بهمون اعلام میکنن زبان کیا بودن.
Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, in Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt, in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues, the wonderful works of God.
پارتیان و مادیان و ایلامیان و ساکنان بین النهرین و یهودیه و کاپادوکیه و پنتوس و آسیا و فریجیه و پنفلیه و مصر و نواحی لیبی که متصل به قیروان است و غریبه ها از روم یعنی یهودیان و نوکیشان و اهل کلیه و عرب اینها رو میشنویم که به زبانهای ما اعمال عظیم خدا را میگویند.
Yeah, so all these people are hearing the disciples speak in their own language.
همه اونها شنیدن که شاگردان عیسی مسیح به زبان خودشون صحبت میکنن. درک کرده بودن که در مورد چی صحبت میکنن. چون شنیده بودن در مورد کارهای خداوند. با اونها موعظه کنه.
If that would happen at the Pentecostal church?
آیا این اتفاقی نیفتاد که در پنتیکاست افتاد؟
No, I've been in these services.
من اونجا بودم.
I know what goes on there.
میدونم چه اتفاقایی میفته در پنتیکاست. همه‌شون با هم دیگه زبان‌های عجیب و غریب صحبت می‌کنن. هیچکی نمی‌فهمه کی چی میگه.
There's no interpretation.
هیچ ترجمه‌ای نیست.
Yeah, because it's not a language to begin with.
زبان نیست. هر کسی هر چی دلش می‌خواد میگه.
Yeah, mostly people are joining just out of emotion.
با احساسات همه در حقیقت صدا تکرار می‌کنن.
somebody with a demon possessed.
بعضیام شاید روح پلید داشته.
And they believe this is a biblical practice.
این کاری است که کتاب مقدس درس میکنه.
Yeah, some even go so far to say, hey, if you don't speak this gibberish.
بعضیاشون انقدر عمیق پیش میرن که میگن اگر تو این عجیب و غریب حرف نزنی اصلا نجات نداری.
Yeah, because this is a proof.
حقیقت و ایمانت فقط از طریق این ثابت میشه.
Is that a picture you get from Acts 2?
آیا عمل رسولان خداوند این درس رو بهمون داد؟
No.
نه.
But that is what I do.
کاری است که اون پنتیکاست.
And it doesn't stop there.
اینجا قطع نمیشه.
I've seen a woman running around screaming in the church.
من دیدم خانومی که داد
میدوه
میدوه داره کلیسا داد میزنه زبانه عجیب غریب حرف میزنه.
They think the Holy Spirit is doing this.
فکر میکنن روح القدس این کار داره میکنه.
That this is some high point in the service.
این نکته مهم موعظه است که
it's madness at best.
دیوانگی باره در حقیقت.
And if, by the way, if you do this here, you've been thrown out building physically.
میگیم لطفاً بریم بیرون نظم کلیسا رو بهم نزنید.
And it's demonic at worst.
در حقیقت شیطانی سر هر طریقی.
Go to 1 Corinthians 14.
اول قرنتیان فصل 14.
1 Corinthians 14. Read verses 26 to 28. How is it then, brethren? When you come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a song, at a revelation, at an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at most by three, that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God.
پس ای برادران، مقصود این است که وقتی که جمع می شوید، هر یکی از شما سرودی دارد، تعلیمی دارد، زبانی دارد، مکاشفه‌ای دارد، ترجمه‌ای دارد، باید همه برای بنا باشد. اگر کسی به زبانی سخن گوید، دو یا حتی اکثر سه نفر باشد به ترتیب و کسی ترجمه کند، اما اگر مترجمی نباشد، در کلیسا خاموش باشد و با خود را با خدا سخن گوید.
Yeah, when we come together,
yeah,
everybody needs to be edified. Everybody needs to be able to understand what's going on. Now, when we speak in different languages,
yeah,
without interpretation, people cannot understand certain parts because they don't speak a language. Yeah, so if there is no interpretation, the Bible says, hey, let that person be silent. Don't come in and speak Arabic without somebody having But is that what it's practiced in Pentecostal churches?
آیا پنتیکاستا این شکلیه؟
No, they all speak together.
همه با هم صحبت کردن. یه نفرم ترجمه کرد.
Skip to a couple of verses further.
چند تا آیه بعدیش رو نگاه کنید. 33.
For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints.
زیرا که او خدای بی‌نظمی نیست، بلکه خدای سلامتی، چنانکه در همه کلیساهای مقدسان.
God is not the author of confusion.
خداوند خدای بی‌نظمی نیست.
Church should not be a confusing place.
کلیسا نباید جای بی‌نظم باشه.
39 and 40. Same chapter. Wherefore, brethren, cover to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order.
پس ای برادران، نبوت را به اشتیاق بطلبید و از تکلم نمودن به زبان‌ها منع مکنید، اما همه چیز به شایستگی و نظم انجام شود.
Yeah, let all things be done decently and in order.
Now,
if you read the chapter, this is actually dealing and addressing speaking with tongues.
اگر بخونین میفهمین که در کل فصل در مورد صحبت زبان ها صحبت کردن.
Oh, does it mean that it's okay to do this gibberish thing?
پس بریم اون زبان عجیب و غریب رو صدا بخونیم.
It says, do not forbid to speak with tongues.
گفته جلوی کسی رو به زبان ها منع مکنید.
Remember, what did that mean?
زبان ها چی بود؟
Just speaking in foreign languages.
زبان های غریبه.
Yeah, so Paul is addressing here.
پولس میگه
hey, don't bring in six different people with speaking different languages without translating.
متفاوت و با زبان های متفاوت و مترجم نیارین.
It brings confusion.
چون همه گیج میشن، نمیدونن کی چی میگه.
Most people aren't able to follow.
هر کسی نمیفهمه چی میگه. یه قسمتی از کلیسا فقط
معنا میشه. We worship in English.
مثلا میمونه که ما موزم پرستشون به انگلیسی.
We pray in Farsi.
فارسی دعا کنیم.
We read scriptures in Greek.
آیامونو به یونانی بخونیم.
Then I preach in English.
منم به in Dutch.
I preach in Dutch. Yeah, so only few are able to follow that.
فقط یکی دو نفر هستن که میفهمن من چی میگم.
That brings confusion.
بعد همه گیج میشین.
The Bible says, hey, if you do that, you need to have translation.
مترجم داشته
باشی. So everyone is edified. Everyone is part of it.
همه جزء برنامه باشین، نه یکی دو نفر فقط.
Yeah, speaking in tongues, yeah,
در زبان ها صحبت کردن.
And as explained by the Pentecostal, is a false doctrine.
در پنتیکاستا اعلام کردن.
Just looking at a few verses, you might wonder why on earth do they come up with such weird interpretations.
چند آیه رو نگاه کردم میبینیم که چرا به این چیزای عجیب غریب فکر میکنن.
The answer is basically the first point.
جواب اولی نکته است.
Because they do not have the Holy Spirit living in them.
چون روح القدس رو درونشون ندارن زندگی کنن.
The Holy Spirit that leads them into all truth.
روح القدس. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 2:14.
That's the last verse we go to. 1 Corinthians 2:14.
But
the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
اما انسان نفسانی امور روح خدا را نمی‌پذیرد، زیرا که نزد او جهالت هست و آنها را نمی‌تواند فهمید، زیرا قضاوت آنها روحانی می‌باشد.
Yeah, if you're not saved, you do not have the Holy Spirit living in you. Then there's only a natural man.
فقط یک انسان جسمانی وجود داره.
How are you going to interpret the Bible?
چه جوری که در مقدس موزه می‌کنی؟
How are you going to understand the spiritual things that the Bible is teaching?
چجوری حقیقت کلام خداوند رو ترجمه چه جوری می‌خوای بفهمی؟
You can't.
نمی‌تونی.
You need the Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth.
روح القدس رو داری که احتیاج داری به تمام حقیقت تو رو برسونه.
Yeah, the Pentecostal movement is not of God.
حرکت پنتیکاستی از خداوند نیست.
And I had a whole list with other false doctrines I just wanted to address.
Yeah, لیست بزرگی
دیگه هم هست. But we definitely don't have time for that.
ولی وقت نداریم که به همش بگیم.
I'll just give some of them quick.
اما خلاصه‌شو بهتون میگم.
Yeah, they, many of them, not all of them, but many believe that you need to be baptized to be saved.
Again, adding works to salvation. حتماً باید تعمید بگیری تا نجات پیدا کنی. در حقیقت باید عمل اضافه می‌کنن به نجاتت.
Their dispensational list, but that's a difficult word, which is a root at least to a lot of false doctrines.
طبقه بندی قبول دارن، طبقه بندی غلطه.
They have this whole thing about being slain in the spirit.
میگن در روح غرق شدن.
Blacking out and this is supposed to be a
word. A sign of being spiritual. میگن نشونه روحانی بودنه.
Of course, they have this idea that they can have these messages from God.
و اعتقاد دارن که پیام خداوند رو صدای خدا رو میشنوند و شهادت میدن به شما.
And they just walk up to people and
میرن به سمت یه نفر میگن.
This is going to happen this week, or you need to marry that person and things like that. That's not how God communicates with us.
خداوند اینجوری با ما حرف نمیزنه.
He communicates primarily through His Word.
طبق کلامش و با قلبمون صحبت میکنه.
Their end times view is.
اعتقاد پایان آخرش هم
فیت هیلرز which is also
کسایی رو داریم که شفای ایمانی میده در حقیقت جزو اون گروه هست.
Some of them they're called oneness pentecostals, they deny the trinity.
و یه دیگهشون میگن یکی در پنتیکاست، حتی تثلیث رو هم رد میکنن.
Yeah, why should we be surprised if they're not even saved that they come up with all these weird doctrines?
چرا تعجب میکنیم اگه کسی نجات نداره، اعتقادات غلط ممکنه
باشه؟ Why do I address a movement like that on Sundays?
چرا یک شنبه در مورد این یه جنبش صحبت کردم؟
First of all, it's just being a warning for false prophets.
اعلام غلطی است در مورد نبوت.
And make sure you understand this is not from God.
که این از طرف خداوند نیست.
Second, it is to establish
بنا کنه ما رو.
Yeah, by addressing false doctrine and showing you what we believe, it gives you a better understanding from the Bible. We dealt today with the doctrine of once saved, always saved.
It's not something secondary,
it's not optional.
It's
at the heart of the gospel. Yeah, it's a difference between do you actually believe it's by faith or do you believe you need to do
که از طریق ایمان یا ایمان داری که باید تو کاری رو انجام بدی، زندگی خوبی داشته باشی که به بهشت بری.
Yeah, we dealt with the false doctrine of speaking in tongues.
در مورد به زبان‌ها صحبت کردن.
I don't want you to be confused about that.
نمی‌خوام شما گیج بشین در مورد این موضوع.
What the Bible actually teaches on that.
واقعاً کتاب مقدس در مورد این موضوع چی درسی به ما میده؟
Yeah, the miracle that we see in Acts 2.
معجزه‌ای رو که در اعمال رسولان فصل 2
می‌شنویم.
که شاگردان عیسی مسیح میتونن زبانی رو صحبت کنن که
by the way, for the purpose of sharing the good news.
با هدف بشارت دادن انجیل عیسی مسیح، زبان‌هایی که بتونن به بقیه
یاد
کنن.
About this I'm pointing it out because you need to understand that if you have friends or you come across people like this,
اگر دوستی دارین که این اعتقادو داره،
you need to share the gospel with them.
انجیل رو بهشون بگین.
Yeah, we're not their enemy.
دشمنشون نیستیم.
We want them to get saved.
اون می‌خوایم اونها هم با حقیقت آشنا بشن.
They're in the category of Matthew 7 at the moment.
متی فصل 7 هستن الان.
And we want them to be in the category of those who are part of the kingdom of God,
who go to heaven. گروهی باشن که خداوند اونها رو بشناسه و بهشت
بده. I don't want them to hear.
من نمیخوام. I never knew you. هیچ وقت خداوند بگه من هیچ وقت شما رو نشناختم.
And of course, that is the true spirit of Pentecost.
این حقیقت واقعی پنتیکاست روز پنتیکاست عید پنتیکاست
I believe in the Pentecostal movement in the sense that
من ایمان دارم به حرکت پنتیکاستی
be filled with the spirit
که هممون باید در روح خدا پرشیم
and boldly go into the world
و با شجاعت بریم تو کل دنیا
and preach the gospel to the ends of the earth
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو تا اقصی نقاط دنیا موعظه کنیم
آمین
آمین
خدا بفرجه